This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government proposes new transport law to improve road safety and emergency response. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial reaffirms commitment to One China policy and Panchasil principles during meeting with Chinese ambassador. Nepal faces Oman in the third match of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 Triangular Series today. And U.S. President Donald Trump claims Iran is facing collapse and is seeking to reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The government has proposed a new transport law aimed at improving road safety, strengthening emergency response and modernizing vehicle management systems. The draft bill to amend and consolidate laws relating to vehicles and transport 2025, prepared by the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, introduces a major provision granting full legal protection to Good Samaritans who assist road accident victims. The bill also requires hospitals to provide immediate emergency treatment to accident victims without waiting for police reports, deposits or family presence. The proposed transport bill introduces stricter penalties for serious road offences, including tougher jail terms for fatal accidents caused by reckless or intentional driving. It also formally legalizes ride-sharing services under regulated conditions requiring vehicle registration and passenger insurance. In addition, the bill sets out new road safety measures such as mandatory child seats and seat belts, restrictions on mobile phone use while driving, limits on long-distance driving hours, and penalties for unsafe or overloaded transport practices. Officials say the proposed legislation aims to reduce road accidents, improve emergency response during the critical hour, and create a safer, more regulated transport system in the country. Meanwhile, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has begun withdrawing government vehicles from officials found to be using them in violation of existing rules. So far, 622 government vehicles have been recalled from various ministries, agencies and constitutional bodies after a review found that the vehicles reserved for senior officials were being used by lower-level staff. Following the findings, the Prime Minister's office directed all concerned bodies to return the vehicles, aiming to reduce unnecessary government expenditure on fuel, maintenance and related facilities. Meanwhile, a writ petition has been filed at the Supreme Court challenging the constitutionality of a government-formed property investigation commission. The petition, lodged by an advocate seeking the dismissal of the five-member commission, arguing that its formation is unconstitutional. The court has scheduled a hearing on the case for today. The commission, led by former Supreme Court Justice, was mandated by the government to investigate the assets of high-ranking officials dating back to 2062 Bikram Sambat. The main opposition party in the House of Representatives of the Federal Parliament, Nepali Congress, has strongly objected to the government's decision to introduce laws through ordinances while Parliament remains adjourned, calling the move contrary to democratic values and constitutional norms. In a statement issued on Monday, the party said bypassing Parliament, despite holding a clear majority, reflects a worrying trend toward centralization of power and undermines the role of the legislature. It also accused the executive of encroaching on Parliament's lawmaking authority and weakening the foundations of the rule of law. The party also raised concerns over proposed changes to key constitutional bodies, warning such steps could reduce checks and balances and allow unilateral decision-making. Furthermore, the party has urged the government to respect parliamentary practices, uphold democratic principles, and reconsider its decision to move forward through ordinances. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming paid a courtesy call on Speaker of the House of Representatives Dol Prasad Arial in Kathmandu, with discussions focusing on bilateral relations, parliamentary cooperation and regional and global issues. During the meeting, Speaker Arial described Nepal-China ties as historic and friendly based on principles of Panchasil. He reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the One China policy, stating that Nepali territory would not be used against China. He also highlighted the government's priorities, including development, good governance, anti-corruption efforts, and technology promotion, and expressed hope for continued Chinese support. Ambassador Zhang conveyed goodwill and congratulations from the China's National People's Congress, reaffirming China's support for Nepal's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity. The Chinese envoy also invited Nepali parliamentary representatives to visit China. Both sides agreed to deepen cooperation across parliamentary, economic and technical sectors while enhancing coordination in regional and international forums to promote peace, stability and shared prosperity. In the meantime, Portugal's Deputy Foreign Minister Ana Isabel Xavier is set to arrive in Nepal for a 3-day official visit from today, April 29th to May 1st, at the invitation of Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Xavier will hold bilateral talks with Foreign Secretary Rai and pay a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal on April 30th. The meetings will review the current state of Nepal-Portugal relations and explore new areas of cooperation of mutual interest. She will be accompanied by Portugal's non-resident ambassador to Nepal and other officials. The visit is expected to further strengthen diplomatic ties between the two countries. Customs clearance at the Birgans Customs Office has been disrupted after importers and domestic producers halted operations over the government's move to enforce maximum retail price MRP levelling on imported goods. The government had issued a notice earlier making MRP mandatory at customs points, but traders have not complied by submitting price lists. Officials said the clearance work was obstructed as goods were brought in without a declared MRP. The third match of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 Triangular Series is being played today between Nepal and Oman at the TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. The match is scheduled to begin at 9:30 this morning. The home series is considered important for Nepal's qualification hopes for the ODI World Cup qualifiers. Nepal, currently 7th in the League 2 standings, has 14 points from 21 matches and needs strong results in the remaining fixtures to remain in contention for a top 4 finish. Similarly, Nepal secured a 38-run victory over Rwanda in the ICC Women's Challenge Trophy cricket tournament underway in Rwanda. Batting first after winning the toss, Nepal scored 103 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Rwanda were bowled out for 65 runs in 17.4 overs. With this win, Nepal continues its campaign in the tournament, having accumulated 6 points from 6 matches. Nepal is set to face Italy and Vanuatu in its remaining fixtures in the double round-robin competition. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that Iran has privately indicated it is facing a state of collapse and is seeking the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. According to Al Jazeera, Trump wrote in a post on social media that Iran had informed Washington of its situation and was seeking the swift reopening of the strategic waterway, while also suggesting that Trump is attempting to reorganize its leadership. The remarks comes amid ongoing tensions between Washington and Tehran, with negotiations over maritime access and broader security issues remaining deadlocked. Reports indicate that the United States is reviewing a new Iranian proposal related to the reopening of the strait, though U.S. officials have expressed doubts about its acceptability in its current form. Now the Jalaweather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain mostly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as in Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, while generally cloudy conditions are expected in the Tarai region of Sudarpashchim province today. There is a possibility of more light to moderate rainfall or snowfall with thunder and lightning at many places in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at some places in Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi province. Wind storms are also likely at a few places in the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly and local winds across the country, along with the influence of a low pressure area in the lower atmosphere near the eastern part of the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 17 to 19 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government proposes new transport law to improve road safety and emergency response. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial reaffirms commitment to One China policy and Panchsheel principles during meeting with Chinese ambassador. Nepal faces Oman in the third match of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 Triangular Series today. And US President Donald Trump claims Iran is facing collapse and is seeking the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.